Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Crash claims the life of 70-year-old Gillette man involving collision with pickup driven by 14-year-old. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. On Tuesday night, a fatal crash occurred on a Cheetah Road, resulting in the death of a 70-year-old Gillette man, Gary M. Sharkey. The incident involved a collision between the water tanker Sharkey was driving and a pickup truck driven by a 14-year-old girl. According to Gillette Police Captain Kelly Alger, the crash occurred at the intersection of a Cheetah Road and Foothills Boulevard. Officers arrived on scene at around 4:50 p.m. Upon arrival, they discovered the water truck overturned with the 2011 Chevy Silverado flipped onto its roof. CCH emergency medical services were provided to the 14-year-old pickup driver, who was transported to the ER for treatment. Unfortunately, Sharkey succumbed to blunt force trauma sustained during the crash and passed away at the hospital around 10:55 p.m., as confirmed by Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum. The investigation into the cause of the crash is ongoing. It is presumed that the 14-year-old driver was turning onto a Cheetah Road from Foothills Boulevard at the time of the incident. The status of the teen's driver's license remains uncertain. Drivers can obtain a license as young as 14 in Wyoming, with the possibility of hardship exceptions. The Cheetah Road was closed from the time of the crash until approximately 6:30 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Wyoming Highway Patrol troopers worked with local police during the investigation, with assistance provided from the Campbell County Sheriff's deputies and the Campbell County Fire Department. Alger said pending the conclusion of the police investigation, potential charges related to traffic violations are being considered. Wyoming Senate bypasses committee decision, approves repeal of state's gun-free zones. Wyoming state senators voted in favor of repealing gun-free zones after suspending rules and overturning a Senate Judiciary Committee decision. Wyoming Tribune Eagle reported House Bill 125, aimed at repealing gun-free zones, faced initial rejection in the committee but was brought back for debate by Senator Dave Kinski of Sheridan. The bill, which needs second and third readings, intends to eliminate gun-free zones to enhance security, with supporters arguing it prevents soft targets for potential threats. Senator Brian Boner of Douglas, co-sponsor of the bill, said the bill does exactly what the title says. It would repeal the gun-free zones that we have throughout the state. The idea being that these are often targets of soft areas where if somebody wants to do something, they will be focused on going where there aren't any firearms. A proposed amendment for local entities to ban open carry and allow school boards to prohibit firearms failed, leading to concerns about public input. A group of Laramie County School District 1 educators attended the Senate gallery before a vote on the bill. A mother with two children and two University of Wyoming students who opposed the bill also returned. Beth Howard and Amanda Howard of Wyoming Moms Demand Action expressed disappointment, stating that they followed proper procedures and were upset to learn that rules were somehow broken, leading to the bill's reintroduction after Monday night. They questioned the safety and potential consequences of allowing concealed carry in schools. Critics also argue that the bill lacks sufficient public discussion and input, while proponents emphasize the trustworthiness of concealed carry permit holders. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.